Well, you got that Bears hat on. You're in basically what is your museum for Bears football. And as you walked into the building, I'm certain you saw all the great names and the Hall of Famers, and many of them are defensive players. Is that a draw to you?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you know, traditionally, you know, there's a great defensive team. And, you know, I'm a defensive guy. You know, I want to come add on to that, you know, try to be one of them guys, you know, that could bring that tradition back, you know, playing great defense around here.
First time in the history of the franchise that they'll be playing a 3-4. What can you tell fans about a 3-4 defense that maybe they're not aware of and what it takes to be a productive and nasty 3-4?
The schemes of a 3-4, you don't know where the blitz might come from. It could come from either side. You got two guys standing up on the edge. Sometimes you could drop both of them guys and replace them as the middle and blitz up in the inside. You know, it's very creative. You know, you could different schemes on different kind of, you know, offensive sets. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of dogs out there, you know, a lot of pit bulls. There ain't no chihuahuas could go out there and play in the 3-4. So, you know, that's what it basically takes.
So having that versatility, you can play with your hand down. You can play in a 3. You can play in a 4-point. You can play inside. You're going to do that in sub-package. You're going to be outside, you know, in the base 3-4. Does that keep the opposition off guard with you a little bit? They don't know exactly what to expect from you throughout a game?
Yeah.
Keeps them off balance? Look at that smile. Yeah. That's a million-dollar smile right there. That's your